Because right now, that baby's just a big zombie beacon.
Yeah. Yeah, over here.
Hey.
Fresh brains.
Come kill us.
I can't remember where, but somewhere I was reading online refers to Judith as Zombie Whistle Grimes. Zombie Whistle.
Welcome to Nerd Burger, episode 51.
Whoa. So close.
Thought I was going to say it again, didn't you?
No.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Craig.
How's it going, Craig?
Good. I got my O-ring worked on. I did. Got it replaced, as a matter of fact.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
There you go.
I had my car in for maintenance.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't your space shuttle.
Right. I was leaking oil, so I got an O-ring replaced. I was waiting for you to make a sphincter joke.
No, just a joke about people dying in space.
Mm. Oh, yeah, watch Gravity. Huh, moving on here.
Oh, hey. We might be able to do that later.
We might be able to what?
Never mind. Moving on.
Okay. Let's talk to a guest.
It's Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Craig. Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Good to be back.
How's your O-ring?
Doing okay.
And Mike's just rocking out to the theme, bobbing his head around.
It's a pretty great theme.
It's a fun song. So everybody's O-rings are okay?
I think we're all good on that point.
Good, good.
We've all been serviced.
Whoa!
Oh, that's not where you were going with that?
Well, if we were women, we could all be cervixed. Sorry.
Boo.
Boo. Sorry. Sorry, women. Female listeners of Nerd Burger, guy listeners of Nerd Burger, you're welcome. That was kind of funny. If you don't know what a cervix is, well, you got problems. Look it up. We're not getting into that. Can I make Mike shake his head more?
No, I'm trying to figure out how to work pap smear into something. I give up.
Did you know that as we record this on Sunday, May 9th, it is National...
Mike, what?
May, March 9th. God, I suck at this.
Wow, that daylight savings time really screwed you up.
Please jump 2 months forward.
March?
March 9th. It's National Get Over It Day. So I misspoke and it said May instead of March. Get over it.
So we'll be doing that all show long.
That won't get irritating.
And if it does, get over it.
Yeah. Anything fun in your life going on now, Josh? I understand you got myrtleized.
What?
By a four-legged critter.
Yeah, roommate's cat. We don't know if he got worked out watching my two fight or what, but he flipped out on me and scratched me up pretty good.
Myrtleized?
You've never heard like myrtleized? That's like something Popeye would say. I'll myrtleize you.
Yeah, like, no, I
myrtleize.
It's a classic cartoon term.
Wow.
You've been nerdburgered.
I suppose.
Since we're talking Popeye, his dad was Poop Deck Pappy, and now you could make the pap smear joke. See how I did that there?
Moving along.
Yeah. Time for news?
Yes.
That's for you, Josh.
God, the memories.
What do we got, Mike?
Well, first of all.
Okay. Uh-oh. He's going to the computer.
Fake chef fools Midwest morning shows, makes reporters eat gross food. Did you hear about this?
No.
Over the holidays, Keith Gerke appeared on 5 morning shows in Wisconsin and Illinois to promote his new cookbook and prepare some meals made from leftovers. One little problem, Chef Keith doesn't know how to cook. a ham, pie, and gravy smoothie, a mashed potato ice cream cone with corn sprinkles.
Oh.
Perhaps the reporters who happily sampled Chef Keith's gross concoctions should have been wary when he compared his work to Gigi Allen's. You're aware of who Gigi Allen is?
No, apparently not. Google machine, teach me who Gigi Allen is.
I've got it here. Hang on. Gigi Allen was an American punk rock singer-songwriter who performed and recorded with many groups during his career. He's best remembered for his notorious live performances, which often featured transgressive acts, including coprophagia, self-mutilation, and attacking audience members.
Okay, yeah. See, I see photos of him all mutilated. That's nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so Chef Keith is actually Nick Pruher, who is one half of the Found Footage Festival group. And yeah, it was a big prank.
Oh, and it's geez.
Now that they've apparently obtained the rights to all of the segments that he was on, they've packaged it into a DVD, and now all of these poor morning show hosts know that they were part of a joke. And here's a nice little compilation of his appearances.
It is a few days past Thanksgiving, but chances are good you probably still have a fridge full of all those leftovers.
So this morning you're in luck. Chef Keith Gerke is here, author of Leftovers Right, Making a Winner of Last Night's Dinner.
I'm self-taught. I did not go to culinary school, and I'm kind of unorthodox. People compare. Are you familiar with Gigi Allen? Do you know?
Can't say I am. Tell me more.
Okay. How about a mashed potato ice cream cone? What do you think about that?
That's fun.
All right. You put a little scoop of gravy. It can be room temperature because your hand kind of warms up.
Your hand warms
it up. Drumstick, almost. You know, like one of those frozen things.
Oh yeah.
And you just put
this
in
is
some
all
of that.
Left day old KFC that he's got on the table,
especially between Thanksgiving and Christmas. One of the highest suicide rates, and I think part of that is because of the stress of what are you going to do with these leftovers. This is not vegetarian. I recently went
vegetarian. I know I kill myself
so some of the,
often because of the stress of leftovers.
Our vegetarian, it's fine.
Okay.
For me, it's like part health reasons, but then also you read things like the average person eats like a pound and a half of feces a year.
Yeah, that's really
no
strange.
Thank you. There's a Judas Priest song called A Turbo Lover. Well, I call this Turbo Gravy. It's a spoof on that. And basically taking gravy to the next level. Why don't you give me a hand here? This is what you do. You're basically just going to put like some of your ham in here.
This is
all,
he's got a blender.
I want you to scoop a little bit of the pumpkin pie. Try not to get the crust in too much. And I'm going to put in a little extra corn here.
Okay.
And then like even like fried chicken, put it all in there.
Even if
it's going to look like vomit.
Butter, they're okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Wait. It's all going to come out in the wash. And then add more gravy. Gravy to gravy.
Of course. We need more gravy to make the gravy.
I'm using 2%. You can use skim.
I was about to say, it looks like vomit before blending.
And of course, don't forget your cranberry cherry on top. I always do a wrap. That's kind of a...
okay.
That's easy. That's
yeah, like it's like... it's.
Okay.
Can you give me a beatbox?
Like a beatbox?
Well, holidays are here, and it's time for cheer.
Oh, okay, no,
leftovers have
no.
Me feeling fear.
I'm leaving.
Go to the fridge, take out the container. You can make your leftovers even greater. Wrap is great. Boom.
There we go.
Yes. And this is like Jamba Juice, eat your heart out, right? Just take a funnel that you get at a hardware store, put it in an old milk jug, and this will just put it in here. And you can put 6 meals or more in this milk jug. That's taking a long time to drain. And this is so fun. My daughters, Spirit and Curtis Ann, love these smoothies. Maybe not as blended as we'd like, but just try a little bit of that. But I can show you, you have a finished milk jug here.
Oh,
and
my.
The fat does go to the top, so you gotta
so you can
give
skim
it a good go.
Come meet Chef Keith today. You are going to be at Barnes & Noble at 1 o'clock. He's going to be signing copies of his new book.
Which doesn't exist.
Actually, I should say, I just checked my email before, and I might have to cancel the signing because the books have not arrived.
Oh,
because
well,
they
okay,
don't
never
exist.
Mind then.
My daughter won't even try this stuff without the whipped cream. Like, you're going to have whipped cream left over, right?
Whoops.
And he knocks the table over.
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, God.
We're going to throw things out to Mark for a check of our weather.
Sounds like some great recipes there to try out with your leftovers.
I mean, at the very least, how did the one not suspect when he started bringing out milk jugs and funnels?
Can I come back now?
Yeah.
That was just terrible. That was disgusting. Like, oh,
jeez. So that's what our families back home got to watch.
Yeah. And it was just all a big joke.
Yeah.
A disgusting joke, but it was a joke.
But all those poor people eating that stuff.
You know about the Atlanta hoax, right? The radio hoax?
Which
one?
Recent one?
The big one, the Justin Bieber thing. There might be news outlets out there that are still reporting this as real, because the radio program that we listened to was reporting it as real a week after it had been revealed as a hoax.
Really?
Yes, it was picked up by every major news source in the United States and some internationally. There's a radio station that I listen to on the way down. You can look it up on the internet. I can't remember the name, you know, what the call letters are, because I don't pay attention to it. But they basically set up an elaborate hoax of spreading the rumor that Justin Bieber was planning to buy a home in Buckhead.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that,
Buckhead.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
That's
that was
real.
Never happening. No. Buckhead, for those who don't know, is kind of a nice area of Atlanta. It's fancy houses.
Fancy mansions, yeah.
Yeah. Tyler Perry lives there. And they started a rumor that this was happening, and they formed a fake, like, Buckhead neighborhood society.
Keep Justin Bieber out.
Yeah, and had protests and made up a website and the whole deal, and it was reported nationally and internationally that this community was rising up against Justin Bieber showing up.
But he does live here in Sandy Springs.
What?
He has a house in Sandy Springs.
Well, he stays at a place.
Or he stays somewhere, yeah.
He's got a place that he rents when he's here, yes. Okay. And he's super rich and has a place that he rents in every major city in the United States and a number internationally, I'm sure. But he was planning to buy a house and move here.
Yeah.
Permanent.
Okay.
Was the joke.
Okay.
And then, yeah, they got like the whole, like, TMZ reported it, and the New York Post and the Washington Post and the Guardian UK and CNN.
Yeah.
Here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Good fact checking, everybody. Well, CNN must be reporting it, so it must be real. Nope. Big lie. Big joke.
So how was that revealed that it was a hoax?
I don't know.
Did his people say, no?
Well, I know the radio guys, I learned about it when the radio guys started talking about how they had basically just perpetrated the, what they were calling the greatest radio hoax in the history of radio.
Ah.
Of course, you know, this morning show guys, so they're you know, building themselves up and promoting the whole thing. They got into a discussion about whether it was greater than the War of the Worlds. Radio hoax.
I was about to say, you can't really beat that one. That was pretty great.
Well, I mean, their argument was War of the Worlds had disclaimers all over it. They told you that it was fake, that it was a radio play, radio drama. And the radio, I mean, it wasn't played in that many markets. Radio wasn't as prevalent, and it wasn't certainly wasn't reported by every news source in the country, as well as some overseas. Yeah, and when I was, the whole thing got revealed, and it was like a week later, and I was still hearing people reporting it as actual news. Because nobody knows what to believe nowadays. Anyway.
Yeah, most of the radio stations I listened to just stopped talking about it. They didn't even mention that was a hoax. They just dropped it
entirely.
They never mentioned it again.
Right, they don't want to admit that they were totally suckered for days on end. Because, you know, places were reporting it for days. They had updates on how it was going and how the protesters were doing.
Jeez.
Okay, what else you got, Mike?
Back to food news.
Food news?
Yes.
We need a food news theme.
I've got a trio of these things. This is number two in food news. Man loses 56 pounds after eating only McDonald's for 6 months.
Yeah, I saw that with photos of him.
Yeah, he's got a big gut and then he doesn't.
So he ate McDonald's, but actually just cut his helpings down. He just ate less calories.
He stuck to a 2,000 calorie diet.
Yeah, see, that'll do it when you're fat.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a difference what you eat if you cut your calorie intake in half.
Lost 56 pounds, lowered his cholesterol, and lost a total of 21 inches off his chest, waist, and hips while only eating at McDonald's. He says, I'm not bored of the food, but I am missing other foods. I am craving seafood. In fact, my first night when I am done with this, I'm going to have some shrimp and some scallops and some salmon. And, apparently McDonald's fish sandwich doesn't count as seafood for him. He only cheated once. He was stuck in...
He only reported that he cheated once.
He says he was stuck in LaGuardia Airport after a long day and couldn't find a McDonald's, so he ate a bag of cashews, an apple, and a Diet Pepsi.
So he ate, like, actual healthy food.
Yeah.
That was cheating.
Mm-hmm. It's not like he went and had a hamburger from Burger King.
Oh, no.
Or a chicken sandwich from Wendy's. No, he had good food.
Did you hear about the designer that turned, he's a graphic designer that turned client quotes into posters? It's stupid client quotes. did it as kind of a study. A guy named Jonathan Quinton, who works as the creative director at Studio JQ, initiated the project as a way of developing illustration and branding skills. Would you like to hear some of the quotes? It's just really like it's these blue backgrounds with just a quote from a client that they've had.
Nice.
Would you like to hear some of them?
Sure. Yes.
We don't have much budget, but there will be plenty of work coming your way. So here, work for nothing. I'm just sending you the high-res logo. It's in Word. Is that okay? I'm just calling you to tell you I'm about to send you an email. And my two favorites, I don't like it, but I don't know why. And I want you to use a better font. Something fun like Comic Sans would be nice.
Oh, that's got to be fake.
Are you kidding? No, I'm sure some client had no clue that Comic Sans is looked upon with such derision by the graphic design community.
Are you familiar with what is it?
Papyrus is another hated font by graphic designers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it David Thorne? Is that the guy's name?
I don't know.
He's the Australian graphic designer who does... Yeah.
He's a graphic designer.
That's
working
right.
Down under.
Of course, I spelled his name wrong. His
David Thorne.
What's his website? 27B/6. And he's turned a couple of his blog into a couple of books. But it's all about... I mean,
idiot things clients do and say.
Idiot things clients do, idiot things his coworkers do, idiot things his neighbors do. But there's a lot of graphic design humor in that.
Well, link to it. We'll look at it later.
Are you ready for number three?
Sure.
Oscar Mayer wakes you up with bacon alarm.
Oh, good Lord.
Have you heard about this?
I have not.
More bacon news.
You can now wake up to the smell of bacon every day if you're lucky. The smell? An alarm clock phone app from Oscar Mayer brings the sounds of sizzling bacon to your bedroom, and a device that plugs into iPhones shoots out the scent. The app is free and available to any iPhone owner, but bacon fans must enter a contest online to win the smell-emitting device. Only 4,700 are available, and winners will be selected at random until April 4th.
I have a bacon sound effect.
Yeah. I would like to read you an email.
It's terrible, but it's a bacon sound effect. Yes, email. Here we go.
Hello. We're happy to let you know that you're a winner in the Oscar Mayer Wake Up and Smell the Bacon promotion. You've won a bacon-scented cell phone attachment.
Was this sent to you?
Congratulations again, and thank you for your participation. Signed, the Oscar Mayer Institute for the Advancement of Bacon. Yes, I will be receiving my iPhone bacon alarm in 8 to 10 weeks.
Hooray! And we're going to feature it here on Nerd Burger.
That's right.
And see if we can get Oscar Mayer to sponsor the podcast.
Of course.
That's a worthy sponsor. Everybody likes Oscar Mayer.
Heck yeah.
And we'll never sing the Armor Hot Dog song.
No. Wienermobiles for everyone.
Wow. Have you ever won something like that before? Is this your first time? Did you actually get that and go... I never win anything.
Well, like you do. I heard about it. I went online. I filled out the form.
It's a bacon thing, right? And it's you.
And and then I promptly forgot about it. And then I think it was that night or the next day I got the email. And I was like, no shit, really? Me? Awesome. And then everybody started posting it on Facebook like 3 days later,
right?
Because it takes for this stuff to filter through.
Yeah.
And people were posting it on my timeline, like, "Hey, Mike, check this out!" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I've got one coming."
See, I want to bring you down and say that, well, the only reason you got picked was because nobody else signed up for this thing. But I know damn well that's not the truth.
Millions and millions of people signed up.
The internet plus bacon, everyone signed up. Who knew about it?
I subliminally and subconsciously signed up for it while you were talking about it.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that I was doing it because it's on the internet. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
You're a bacon winner.
I'm a bacon winner. Winner, winner, bacon dinner. There you go.
impression. And then there's my bacon eating impression. Aww. Josh, do you have video game stuff, video game news?
Yeah, a couple of little tidbits.
First of all, has any of the companies that we talked about last time you were on here, have they finally folded? What did we talk about? Mm-hmm. Companies that were doing some of the app stuff that you were talking about them as being sinking ships.
I don't even remember.
Farmville and stuff. And
the stuff with Zynga.
There you go. Zynga. Have they imploded yet?
They still exist. I know they've had several rounds of layoffs last I had heard. But,
oh, good.
That they're being very quiet in the news.
Okay, so what do you have?
This is kind of old, at least for nerds like me that follow the business side of video games very closely, but it's probably been a month now, Nintendo released their revised sales projections for the Wii U. Hmm. Way back, right before it came out, they were projecting 9 million in the first year. The new projection for the rest of the fiscal year, 2.6 million.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeesh. So yeah, not great. And it's... I will admit, I own a Wii U. It's got some good games for it now, but it's just not gaining traction.
Is Nintendo owned by BlackBerry?
No. This is... Yeah, no, I think the sales, I saw them compared to, they're not as bad, especially since they ticked up recently when the new 3D Super Mario game came out. But it's not as bad as the Dreamcast, which is the system that killed Sega.
Yeah.
Or force them to be a third-party developer, but it's kind of in the realm of the GameCube, which was kind of Nintendo's last kind of flop of a system.
Yikes. That's a pretty significant drop.
Yeah. It was, even though people were expecting them to revise it, really super pro Nintendo people were wondering where they got that 9 million number, but I don't think anyone expected that projection to get dropped that much. And both the Xbox One and the PS4 in just a few months have sold, you know, significantly more than 2.6 million systems. Like, I think the last number I saw for the PS4 was about 4.5 million, and the Xbox One was, I think, about 3.5.
Yeah, I'd kind of forgotten about the Wii. I don't play the video games, but I pay attention to popular culture, and South Park had their big Black Friday trilogy episode all about the war between the PS4 and the Xbox One.
And of course the big South Park video game.
The Stick of Truth?
It's apparently really good. It's reviewing really well.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And from what I'd heard, like, it looks really good too. Like, they used assets used in the making of the series
from
to make
the show,
it look very
yeah.
authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently it took forever to come out.
Oh, yeah. It's not the first South Park game that's been made, but it's probably the first good one.
which platforms is that available on? Was it Xbox that won in the show?
Xbox 360.
Didn't Bill Gates beat the crap out of some Japanese guy from PlayStation?
No.
Wow.
In the show.
But
animated. It wasn't real.
Yeah. But no, it's like it's out for like PS3, 360, and PC.
Okay.
So,
you want to hear a review from somebody?
Sure.
On the Stick of Truth?
Oh, okay.
This game is highly offensive and intolerant to certain minorities. The jokes are racist, insensitive, and in bad taste. I was shocked and appalled after playing a few hours.
Someone who's never heard of South Park.
I was shocked and appalled after playing
a few hours. Yeah.
I had to uninstall the game. This kind of stuff needs to be banned. We should not be teaching our children such ignorant, intolerant, bigoted, and sexist things. I am outraged.
Those are awfully big words for a stupid person.
Yeah.
3 hours? Few hours?
A few hours. Yeah.
Also, never heard of South
and
Park
before. And then a billion responses to it.
Yeah.
Saying, South Park isn't for kids.
Yeah.
Never has been, never will be. And one person made the response, I would like to post this exact review and follow it up with 5 stars.
I will say, like, even some of the positive reviews have been like, if you're not into South Park's humor, you're probably not going to like it. And they were very upfront with that, though.
Well, that could be expected, though.
Yeah.
Well done. whoever you were.
Stupid person.
The name's blacked out.
For their own protection.
Well, whoever, yeah. Get a bunch of people that are going to show up at their house and beat them senseless.
I also have video game news involving Sam Raimi. Kind of. The last
Sam Raimi of Evil Dead and Spider-Man fame.
That individual.
Darkman.
Mm. The Last of Us, one of the big games from last year, the one with the fungus-based cordyceps zombies.
You know, the fungus-based cordyceps zombies.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't know about those? But it was just announced they are making a movie adaptation. It's in the hand of Sam Raimi's production house, Ghost House, I think it's called.
Okay, maybe. I'm not sure.
Not a lot's known about it yet. Sam Raimi's on as a producer, a bunch of people from the game. Like, I think the game writers getting the first shot at the script, and some of their artistic directors are on as producers. But, you know, not a whole lot of information available beyond that, because it was just announced and they had, you know, grabbed the URL for a website for it. And that's pretty much all that's known at the moment. But hey, it's Sam Raimi doing zombies, kind of. And a video game movie.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything jump up as like, oh, there's actual, you know, information. It's like you said, it's just starting to talk about it.
Very little.
This is the one where the sidekick character looks like Ellen Page.
No, if you ever see the early versions, it looked a lot more like her. Like, I wonder if they were angling for Ellen Page to voice that role at some point.
Right. So now the question becomes, do you actually try to get Ellen Page in the movie? I mean, she's done genre movies.
Yes.
So, wouldn't be out of the question.
Not at all. Although she was kind of mad at about how much that character looked like her, so, you know, there may be some bad blood there. Who knows?
Yes, but I can have bad blood about a lot of things, and then they can wave a $10 million check at me, and I'm just fine.
I was about to say, it's a video game movie. I don't know that they'll be budgeting that kind of money for any one actor.
Okay, you could wave a $1 million check at me, and I would be just fine. That is a life-changing amount of money for me. I guess both for Ellen Page, not so much.
No, yeah. No.
Because she's a multimillionaire.
Anything with million in it.
Million, billion.
Cures all kinds of bad blood.
To be honest, I'm kind of okay with thousands, too. You want to offer up a couple thousand? I'll get over it. Whatever it is.
I'm just trying to think what... Don't know how widely this will interest the general populace, but Shaq Fu is being resurrected. It was basically
Shaq Fu.
Back in the 90s at kind of the height of Shaquille O'Neal's basketball career. His face and name got slapped on a really bad fighting game called Shaq Fu. And it's like the news came out later that, you know, he actually does play a lot of video games and he was really kind of upset that his name had been attached to this. So like flash forward to, I think they launched the Indiegogo campaign like a few days ago, but he's teamed up with, it's a new developer, I think, but it's got a lot of people who have worked on, you know, some well-known projects. And they're making like a new Shaq Fu game that he's largely funding. I think the Indiegogo thing is maybe to prove interest to potential investors, who knows, or to expand the scope. But apparently they're resurrecting it. Instead of a fighting game, it's going to be like an old school beat 'em up, which, you know, think like Double Dragon, Streets of Rage, the big quarter crunchers from the arcade days, that style of game. And cool. They've shown very little. There's like a little bit of video, so they've already been working on it, and it looks pretty good. It's the characters like this big, like, I don't think Shaquille O'Neal has ever had that much muscle on his upper body as the version of him in the game shows.
No, he's been kind of thick around the middle most of his career. He's just a really tall guy and just powerful in general.
No, it's the in-game version is one of kind of those over-the-top, like, muscles-on-muscles kind of character designs. But it actually looks like it could be kind of fun. It could be another... could be another 50 Cent blood on the sand. You never know, which the story behind that, there was a 50 Cent video game. 50 Cent also plays video games, was unhappy with how bad the first one was, got involved. The second one was actually a fun game.
I believe it's pronounced Fitty. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it both ways, so that's... But who knows, maybe Shaq actually being involved and having, you know, a known, some known game production figures might help this time around.
So it's got his blessing, they're fixing it and making it something he could be proud of. Well, good.
That's what they're going for anyway.
Good for him. He needs the cash. Right? Oh, wait, no, he's a multimillionaire too.
Hmm. Well, like I said, he's funding a lot of the development himself. So he's, yeah, he's not hurting for money.
Is he done playing basketball?
He's been done for a few years.
Yeah. Really?
Well, no,
now he's doing reality shows and crap. He's doing.
I mean, he hung on for a long time, but I think he's done.
Seems like the last time I heard about him, he was still playing basketball, and I thought, what? No.
Yeah, no, he held on a lot longer than a lot of players, but when he retired, he's one of those that when he retired, he stayed retired, as far as I know.
Do you want to hear 20 genuinely awesome date ideas?
Yes.
And I'm sure you realize I have ulterior motives for bringing these types of things up on the show.
Well, we figured.
Because I discovered this via somebody on Facebook, and I was like, okay, fine, let's take a look. Curiosity got the better of me. Came to realize that most of these come down to committing minor crimes, doing things that could get you committed if it was like the 1930s.
Totally awesomely committed.
Right, because if we talked about, you know, the ridiculously easy ways to get yourself committed to an institution many episodes ago, like the war, brain fever, mm-hmm. or just generally inconveniencing other people. Another one that pops up quite a bit is just being in other people's way.
being a douchebag.
Or just kind of endangering you and your date's life and or health. Let's talk crimes. Would you like to go on a date where you litter? Where you engage in home invasion, credit card fraud, or vandalism?
Sounds like a romantic time.
Pick one.
Home invasion.
Home invasion. Try and visit as many people as you can in one night and turn as many things inside their apartment upside down as you can without them noticing. It's also just kind of being a douchebag.
Yeah.
Littering. Go to a major chain bookstore and leave notes to future readers in copies of your favorite books. You're just leaving crap all over the place.
Now, are these...
Now, if you do it right, you can spoil the book.
Yeah, just like a spoiler on the first page.
Are they advocating the use of separate pieces of paper, or are they wanting you to actually write in the book?
Leave notes to future readers. So,
it's not specific.
Right, could be littering or vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
Vandalism? Go around the city with sidewalk chalk and draw hearts with equations inside on random things. Doesn't say drawing it on sidewalks. Drawing it on random things.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere on the inside of the bar. Just walk into a bar and start drawing on the walls.
With sidewalk chalk. But it's okay because it's sidewalk chalk.
Yeah. Now we're out of the crimes. Go on a search for as many good climbing trees as possible. Climb as high as you both all can and compile photo evidence. So endangering the health and well-being of your date. Mm-hmm. No. You can climb higher.
No, you got this.
That branch will totally support your weight. Wait, hold on. I'm going to take a photo.
Yeah.
Stay up there.
Keep dangling.
Jenny taught me how to dangle.
No, don't let go yet.
Here's a good one. Walk around the city all night and find a place to eat breakfast at dawn, also called avoid getting robbed. There's another avoid getting robbed in here. Where did it go? I can't find it. Oh, in the middle of the night, drive to the beach so you arrive just as the sun is rising. Have a breakfast picnic. That sounds nice, right? Mm-hmm. Then fall asleep together. Bring a sun umbrella and hope you don't get robbed. Just fall asleep in a public place.
Yeah.
Bums come rolling up to you.
Urban outdoorsmen.
Yeah.
Outdoors people.
Go to a restaurant and convince the cook to create something completely new for you. wasting other people's time.
That happens all the time.
Well, here's the question. You go to a restaurant, the cook's not busy. What does that say about the restaurant?
It's not very good.
Right. You go to a restaurant, the cook is busy. Probably a good restaurant.
Yeah,
you know,
but
a lot of people.
Time for your shenanigans.
Have time for your, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no. Jeez.
Done with that.
There you go.
I had to print this one out because I couldn't copy it out of the website for some stupid reason.
Was it a JPEG?
Something. I had to print it. Yeah. It came out on two different pieces of pages. It was broken by the page. I had to tape it together.
Well, are we going to link to that crappy website?
No.
Okay. Who wants to hear about some new software?
New software. What? Software 4.
Do we want to start
for
over?
What? No. Don't want, no bothers. For what? What kind of software?
It is a video movie watching software.
He says, just kind of eyes darting around. How do I describe this? Okay, sure. Let's go.
Now, Nerdburger Show and Nerdburger Enterprises, Nerdburger Studios, whatever the hell we're called, does not condone any of the actions required to use the software.
Uh-oh.
Or the actions generated by using the software.
La, la, la,
we're
la,
just
la, la.
Letting you know as part of informing our listeners that this exists and maybe somebody might want to take advantage of it. We won't, of course.
No.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Does anyone...
Disclaimer stated.
Anybody here like the torrents? Movie torrents?
I know of them.
Yes, you're aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I will admit to having watched a few anime fan subs in my day that are delivered that way.
Kind of a pain in the butt.
A little bit.
You gotta wait for the whole thing to download, and you know, then if you're a nice torrenter, you'll, you know, make it available for other people to download. Do your part, seeding,
right?
But, you know, then you have to maybe convert it from one file to another or somehow get it to work. And then it has to be, and then you have to watch it on your computer. Maybe
you're saying it's a
hassle.
Do
some chicanery to get it on your TV. Right.
Chicanery. Very good.
Right. It's a pita.
Okay.
A pain in the ass.
Right.
Right. There's this new software that just came out.
Uh-oh.
It's in beta. It's available on Windows, Mac, and Linux in case you're one of those people that likes to spend more time futzing with your operating system rather than using it. I kid, Linux people.
I don't know enough about Linux, Steven.
I don't know. There's,
speak intelligently
there's,
there, on it.
There's a go. Penguin or something involved. In it. Anyway, it's called Popcorn Time. Popcorn. And right now we're looking at the screen sharing, the computer downstairs that's hooked up to the TV.
Right. I see movies.
Yes. Well, it kind of looks like Netflix, doesn't it?
Kind of, sort of.
So you've got this interface with movie posters, and I don't know if they... Right now, it's just movies. Maybe later on, they're going to add TV shows. Who knows?
Sure.
But look at the titles we have. 12 Years a Slave.
I watched that.
Isn't that in the theaters?
No.
Wasn't it just recently?
No.
It's on DVD and all that kind of stuff.
American Hustle, Gravity, Frozen, Thor.
I watched Gravity.
Thor movie?
Thor's out.
That's out, yeah.
I mean, everything on there is... well, Frozen's still in theaters, right?
It comes out on DVD and Blu-ray on the 18th, I think.
Okay, so it's either finishing
it's
up at the theaters or it's not out yet.
Most of that stuff is relatively recent to DVD.
Basically, this is a list of everything that was in that was up for an award.
Right.
On the Oscars.
Yeah, quite a few.
So all you do is you go in here and let's say we want to watch Thor. So we click on Thor. There we go. Watch it now. Okay, and here you have a little quality toggle, so you could do 720p or full 1080p. I found that with our connection, for whatever reason, when I tested this yesterday, and I did it just to test it to see if it worked, allegedly.
Okay.
1080p wouldn't download.
Yeah, and a lot of ISPs actually will start throttling you if they see torrent activity on like the usual ports torrent software uses.
Now, I don't know what this is doing in the background. I just know that it works. Now, what happened, you know, where it's getting these from. So you click watch it now, and buffering video, please wait, starting download. And then it's going to, now it's downloading, it's going to take
a few seconds to get going.
I saw a screenshot that somebody pulled of they were streaming an episode of Buffy,
mm-hmm.
the Vampire Slayer, and it got stopped with the buffering bar right on a shot of Buffy.
And it said buffering.
Yeah, it said buffering. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Now, what this is doing is it's beginning the torrent download. Now, when it gets up to a point where it can start streaming, it actually will stream, and it's just like Netflix. And it'll show you the whole movie. Now, here we go. Thor is starting.
And everybody dies. Spoiling Thor. Okay, the Marvel logo. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Now, this is a little bit choppy, but that's only because we're watching it over the network from right. the computer that's downstairs.
Right.
That it actually looks, it's just as good as Netflix. We may or may not have watched an entire movie last night, allegedly. Dallas Buyers Club. Because
you can say whatever you want on the internet forever.
I wanted to watch Gravity. Allison wanted to watch Dallas Buyers Club. So
you lost.
Guess what we allegedly may or may not have watched.
I watched Gravity.
And had we actually watched the entire thing, which we didn't allegedly, it would have played through without any interruption. But what happens with this is it eventually downloads the whole movie and starts seeding back at some point. But when you are done and you close the movie and quit out of the software, it deletes everything off of your hard drive.
Whoa, everything?
No, just everything it downloaded.
Oh, jeez.
Now deleting operating system. Wait, what? No.
Yikes. Okay.
No. So there you go. If this is your thing, if you want to watch all the latest Hollywood flicks with questionable legality, allegedly, popcorn time. What do you think?
Nerdburger Industries does not condone the use no. of downloading popcorn
Just
time.
Let you know.
If you're into that sort of thing, then that's the sort of thing that you're into.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'm going.
Well,
with
I think
that.
What this is going
to. I'm kind of surprised it's taken this long for someone to put
like
together
this.
Something
yeah.
of that nature. Yeah.
Creating the dead simple interface.
Yeah.
And making it easy to do.
So now even dummies can
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. Which is going to. All this is going to do is going to. It's going to make people who wouldn't have torrented because it's a pain in yeah. the ass and a hassle in the past now do it.
Yeah.
Someone like me, allegedly. But I won't. Because it's wrong.
Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing I can see it catching on to the point that someone's either going to buy it and use the tech themselves for movie streaming.
And then charge for it, or it's going to get shut down.
Yeah, pretty much.
So use it now while you can, if that's the kind of thing you want to do.
All right. Okay.
And that's the end of my review. No. Not no stars, not one star, not five stars, an absence of stars because
it is what it is.
You shouldn't be using it.
How many meow meow beans?
Oh, five.
Five meow meow beans.
Solid five meow meow beans.
We're not even gonna explain that. Watch Community, suckers.
Speaking of watching TV.
All right, Josh. You're up to speed, right?
Yes.
Here we go. Ooh. Yeah, it's one of our few segments that I actually have an intro bit for music. The Walking Dead, part two of season four has returned. We're halfway through that. As we record, there's another
part
episode
part one
on.
Of part two of season four.
Yes. It gets hard to describe all this stuff sometimes.
Yeah, AMC having those long, like, mid-season breaks in all their shows now.
I suppose we could say we're on... you know, episodes 9, 10, 11, and 12 of the fourth season. Just call it that. But everybody thinks of it as like two halves,
mm-hmm.
and we're halfway through the second half. Anyway, mm-hmm. second half. Yeah. So, how does everybody feel?
It's time for them to start picking up the pace. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Like, okay.
A little too slow. Well, get ready for the rest of the season because okay, it's going to be kind of like that, I think. They're probably not going to get everything wrapped.
Just like the individual stories of what everyone's been doing while yeah. they're separated.
Which is an interesting direction to take the show because I don't think they've really done mm-hmm. anything like that. They've mm-hmm. paired up characters in different ways.
Well, this last episode, they said, was the only one that only had two people in it. It was the smallest cast.
Of regulars, yeah, I suppose. They had an episode that was just the governor, Michonne, and Andrea.
Yeah.
Back in season three. But that's true, yeah. Probably the smallest of them.
Yeah, basically almost a bottle.
And it was literally just two of them. There weren't even any, you know, schmoes running around. Yeah. You know, cannon fodder. Zombie
yeah.
bait.
Yeah.
It was just the two of them.
Red shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically a bottle episode, kind of. Just limited number of casts, not a whole lot of sets, just very small scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a trunk and a house and some woods.
Well, and the golf club.
The country club. Yeah.
Well, let's start. Let's jump back to the episode after. That's what the episode was called. Okay. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Episode 409. Episode after what?
After the prison. Which, that was the, you know, like a third of it was Michonne and 2/3 of it was Rick and Carl. And Rick was sick. The Michonne stuff was interesting. It's kind of background that I knew from having read the comics. They're more or less keeping with the comics. The Rick and Carl stuff was, I thought, it wasn't perfect, but it was really well done. Mm-hmm. I mean, Carl had to kind of carry that whole segment.
Yeah.
The actor Chandler Riggs.
It was a pretty good job
for a kid actor.
Oh yeah, because it was mostly
fairly solid chops.
Mostly just him with Rick, kind
of
more.
Rick
or
was
less
out of
out
it.
Cold.
Yeah.
Rick
yeah.
was so out of it. I there were a couple points there where I thought, is he dead? Are they killing him off like this? Is he dead? Because he's not breathing. He's not moving.
I actually kind of would have cheered that just for it's such a massive diversion from the comics, which they'll divert, but then they always kind of swerve back.
I mean, there's been some that they're way off on. I mean,
yeah, that is
Andrea
true.
Is dead at this point in the comic. She lasts a long, long time. But the great thing about that episode for the comic buffs was... That episode, the Carl stuff, was damn near everything that happened with him was right out of the comics.
Yeah.
I mean, there was direct translations. There were shot for shot. You can put comic frames next to still screens of the episode, and it's like they even composed the shot
now,
to look like it.
From what I've heard, they're doing that more often.
Yes.
With is it Scott Gimple?
Scott Gimple he's paying a little more homage to the comic.
Framing thing. Shots to be exactly like covers and scenes
yep.
from the comic.
And he did that a lot with the Carl stuff.
Yeah.
The discussion he has where he's yelling at Rick and telling him that you can just go ahead and die, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And the point where he cries, he curls up with his knees up to his chest and cries. And then the point later where he doesn't think he can fire the gun when Rick's wakes up and starts moaning at him. Mm-hmm. And there, Mike, you were going, oh my God, they killed him. He's a walker.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted you to think. Mm-hmm. And Kirkman has said about the comic even. He said, I have always in my head thought there's no guarantee Rick's making it to the end of this thing. So.
Well, I think he's also commented that it's kind of ridiculous that Rick's alive to this point, given what's happened to a lot of the rest of the cast of the comic.
Yeah. Rick, well, you got to have, you know, there's every story is fraught with coincidence and accidents and things that make it interesting.
And you have to have like a long running character to latch on to. Right. I do understand that.
And that's one of the reasons that, I mean, the longer the comic goes, the harder it is to kill off the long running
like
characters that,
yeah.
that have been there since the beginning, because you don't want to suddenly have like, oh, none of these characters were in the first, you know, year of the comic. You want to always have somebody that the readers, or in this case, the viewers will latch mm-hmm. onto. But anyway, good stuff. And the two zombies at the door that he lures away from the house, dressed exactly like the zombies in the comic.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even pick up on that.
That level of detail, yeah. That was fun. Michonne, kind of weird flashbacky dream sequence.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. That was interesting. I was wondering where they were going with that, because they haven't really done flashbacks or... You know, they had Rick hallucinating in the prison with the phone, and they did like one or two flashbacks earlier in the show. And that this episode was nearly all, you know, for the Michonne portion, was nearly all weird recollections of mm-hmm. hers.
Well, and she had mentioned to Rick that she kind of had a similar thing, like hearing voices from the past, but this is kind of the first indication they've
of
given
who they were.
Of who they were and when it was happening.
And she lost a baby.
Mm-hmm. A toddler.
Yes.
Now, I was kind of amused that I can't remember which one it was, but I know one of the two guys was Hardison from the show Leverage, which I haven't watched in a long time, but I've always loved that show.
And then there was the next episode called Inmates, which opened with Daryl and Beth on the run, and Beth, the voiceover from Beth.
Yep.
What'd you guys think of that? Of her talking about how things are in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful everything is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was a bit too optimistic about her situation.
Well, she's a kid.
Well, I was about to say, yeah, she's always been kind of the more optimistic of the main group.
I had to look that up to see how old she's supposed to be.
She's supposed to be around, like, 18 or something, right?
And at the beginning, she was 16.
16, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The actress is actually going on, she's going on 30. 38. She's going on 30. But I like that. And of course, you know, the people came crawling out of the woodwork online about with all the Beth hate. Have you seen that, Josh? I know you're more in touch with the
Beth
internet.
Hate. Community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
no, people
see, everybody,
hate Beth.
You know how Emily said that the internet likes to successfully hate things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the internet has successfully hated Lori. Until she died. Carl, until he actually became a worthwhile, interesting, useful member of the group, mm-hmm. rather than just being, Carl, stay in the damn house. That Carl.
Always wandering off in the apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah.
And they lost Lori, because she got killed, and then they had their hate on for Andrea, and then they killed her off. And so now the hate is on Beth. Everybody hates Beth.
Just because they need somebody to hate?
Apparently.
Seems okay. That way, yeah.
Is she in the comic?
No. She's not a character in the comic. But yeah, like, you get people bitching about her subpar acting skills, apparently, some people think, and the fact that her character is, you know, she was a baby carrier for most of time here recently. She's just walking around carrying Judith, hasn't really had a lot of character development.
Yeah, she was kind of background for most of the show up until this season, and now they're actually trying to do something with her, and apparently people want her back into the background.
Yeah. Well, that's like the Lost thing where they said, well, like, what's up with all these other survivors? Who are all these other people on the island? And then they gave us Nikki and Paolo, and everybody went, I don't want to know about these people. Show me more Jack.
Bury them alive.
Get them bitten by spiders.
Everybody was complaining about Beth not doing anything, being in the background.
And then they gave her an episode
that
she's
doing something. They don't like her.
Yeah. And then they give her an episode that's half about her, and they bitch about that.
Mm-hmm.
Jags. Anyway, but then Tyrese and the kids called it. Thank you. Called it like a week after the finale, or after the prison finale.
Yeah, Tyrese is going to end up with the baby.
End up with the baby and the kids and Carol.
Oh.
Called it within days. I talked to you about it. I think it's on the podcast somewhere.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the kid. I didn't consider the kids, but I figured he would end up with Carol and his group afterwards.
I figured my thought was the best way, especially after you saw, like, you know, him with the kids kind of at the end of the prison. I was like,
That's true.
He's going to end up with the kids. He's going to be on his own with the kids. He's not going to be doing very well with them. Carol's going to get involved. He and Carol are going to bond.
And
then in the last episode of the season, he's going to find out that Carol was at least involved in
either did it or was covering for someone.
That's where you go with that storytelling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lizzie?
Yeah.
how's Lizzie doing for you? Do you like Lizzie?
I don't know. I mean, I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't like Lizzie, though.
I still want to know about Sketchy Mullet Doctor.
Well, I know about Sketchy Mullet Doctor because if Gimple's in charge of this, I know he's probably pretty much right out of the comic.
The guy with
Eugene.
Abraham.
Yeah. Abraham, Rosita, and Eugene. Mm-hmm. But Lizzie is killing rabbits.
Yep.
Slaughtering them in full view of other people.
Well, not
Tyrese
in full
wasn't
view,
paying
but
close attention, yeah.
But I saw the mutilated bunnies
with Daryl and Beth
in the log in the bit before
and
with Daryl and Beth.
They get to the Tyrese group, and that's technically a flashback.
Flashback, yeah.
And then she just
and I'm like,
stab
is
the
she
bunnies.
Cutting up those bunnies. It's her.
Yeah,
she's the one.
Not everybody can handle the zombie apocalypse well,
especially not children.
So she's a serial killer in the making.
And I got for a brief moment.
Who names her zombies?
Yes. Yeah. For a brief moment, I thought, oh, this is how they're going to get rid of Judith.
And they almost did.
They had me for a few seconds. I was like, wow, really? That's gutsy. Are they going to do it?
Suffocate the baby.
But they didn't.
No.
And I mean, that would be, you know, with the mutilating bunnies thing, that would be a natural escalation of that sort of thing, kind of the...
Well, for those people who have read the comics, there's Ben and Billy, who are brothers. And one of them is a little like Lizzie.
Yeah, I'm not that far along.
And there's
in
a
the
thing
comics.
There's a thing that happens there, so I wonder if they're going to go kind of in that general direction. We'll see.
I turned to Allison and I said, "What's her last name? Borden?"
Well, it's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, I know.
Comedy clam. Obvious joke. Maggie, Bob, and Sasha. Boring.
Haven't really done much with them yet.
Boring. Oh, looks like Bob and Sasha might be getting a, you know, might be doing a little.
Again, Beth and Daryl.
Interest. And no. And Maggie really wants to find Glenn. Just
Glenn,
like Glenn really wants to find Maggie.
Aww.
They didn't do much. That story was kind of like, yeah. Well, we already, you know, I couldn't help but see the preview that showed Glenn still alive.
Yeah. And
so I was pretty sure they weren't going to find him dead on the bus.
And of course, they try to make you hate the big redheaded military dude by having him be like, listen, Glenn, she's probably dead. Mm-hmm. And he's being, it's completely true. And he's trying to help Glenn out. But it's they definitely want people to hate him, it seems like.
Oh, but Abraham, Rosita, and Eugene, right out of the comics.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what, and the confrontation, when they walk out of the front of that big military truck, you see the front of it, and the three of them are standing there, and their poses right out of the comic.
Yep.
And the first thing out of his mouth is to give somebody crap. And that's, it happens in a different place with a different character in the comic, but that's how he introduces himself to the group in the comic, too, where he gets out and starts verbally berating somebody. I love Abraham. Such a great character.
Seems pretty. I do like him. Like they clearly they've set him up as a character they want people to hate, but he's probably going to turn out to be pretty cool in the end.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. If they go that direction in the comic, because I don't know, Tyrese is different, significantly different.
Well, I was about to say Tyrese is so different because Daryl kind of has his role as Rick's second in command.
Yeah, well, that's the question: is it, you know, do we have? Yeah, Rick's had a right hand man in the comic at various times, and they've just kind of cycled through them. Mm-hmm. Like suddenly there's two right-hand men and oh, one of them's dead. And then they go on and that's this other guy's the right-hand man for a while. And in the comic,
in the TV show, it's
there are ostensibly four on the show right now.
Yeah.
With Daryl, Tyrese, Michonne, and now Abraham, mm-hmm. although Rick hasn't met Abraham yet. So we'll see what happens. Rosita has been boring so far. She never really got great in the comic either, so hopefully they'll find something more to do with that that character. Eugene's fun.
You can't fire a gun worth of crap, though.
Want my theory? Well,
he did that on purpose?
Absolutely, he did that on purpose. And I have a reasoning why, but I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay. Yeah.
I just know the second he started waving that gun, it's like he's going to take out the fuel tank, isn't he?
I was just a question of whether or not the truck was going to explode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Although Abraham's line, son of a dick, was awesome. That they go to commercial on. He's looking at the fuel drain out of the tanks. Son of a dick. Cut to commercial. I don't think he ever says that line in the comic.
That's a good line.
It's a good line, yeah.
that's kind of Deb from Dexter talk.
Yeah. We kind of skipped around a little bit, but yeah. Between those two episodes. But Abraham and Eugene in particular are interesting. We'll see where they go with them.
Yeah, my roommate, when she saw Eugene, was like, what kind of doctor has a mullet? Lies.
Lies, lies.
Like, they're 2 years into this thing. He's maintaining that mullet.
Yeah,
that's not just, you know, his hair.
It takes work to look that bad.
And yeah, that's true. He didn't have to have, he may not have had a mullet when everything went to hell. And he may have just let that grow out.
Maybe he's just cutting it himself, but he can't reach from the back. So.
He's got shoulder issues.
Ow.
Can't reach there. Nobody wants to help him because his hair's greasy.
Bursitis.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't lift his arms up all the way.
Yeah, who knows? But I think there's more going on with him. And then back with Rick, Carl, and Michonne together at the house. They tried to do the Michonne and Carl road trip jokes.
Yeah, again. like another bonding episode between them.
Like where they went back, you know, with the episode with Morgan, where they got to, those two walk down to the cafe to get the phone, the one remaining photo of their family.
Mm-hmm. And the cat, that amazing cat.
Which, no, that photo's gone. It's at the prison. Yep. Cat's gone. It's at the prison. Nobody has anything left other than the stuff they were carrying on them. And Glenn had the chance to grab some mementos.
Yeah, I don't know if you on Tumblr, like after that episode with the cat came out, there was all kinds of fan art of Michonne just sitting there contemplating the cat with a smile on her face.
Which would be weird, because Michonne doesn't smile. She certainly wasn't smiling a lot at that point in the show.
Oh, absolutely not.
But one of the best sequences of the show, I thought, was Rick in the house.
That was good.
With the invaders.
With the invaders and he, no gun, and he's still recovering. He's hiding under the bed. Very tense.
Mm-hmm.
I was digging that.
That's my favorite episode so far.
Oh, yeah?
I did love that sequence.
That was a great
sequence. This current batch.
Yeah. Oh, real quick callback to the first episode, too. I want to point out that there is another reason to hate Carl. Someone joked about it online at one point. Damn, eating, Carl.
Eating all that pudding.
Ate all
himself.
The pudding. Ate all the pudding.
That entire 98-ounce.
112 ounces of pudding.
Was that what, 112?
Something like that.
Wow. I was shooting
Carl,
high, and I didn't
damn
shoot
it,
high
Carl.
Mm-hmm.
I just love all the Carlsby images of, like, Carl sitting up there eating the pudding, and they've superimposed Bill Cosby's head geez. On him.
Yeah. And the Carl and Michonne show on the road was, it was interesting. The house, I was kind of like, I was just waiting for him to get back to the Rick stuff every time that came up, though.
Yeah.
Although seeing that room full of people that decided to just call it quits.
Yeah. The pink room, the obnoxiously pink room.
Everybody was dead in the beds.
Yeah, why do you choose to go out in a room like that?
I know.
Hey, you know, if you're going to go out... Do it in a way that's going to make everybody ask that exact question.
True. It would be memorable for anyone that found them.
Hey, and let's do it in the pink room. Then if anyone finds us, they'll wonder, what the hell were they thinking? Why did they do that in here?
Yeah, not as if people had a hard enough time in the zombie apocalypse. Now we're going to mess with their heads. Or it was just the writers messing with their heads. I don't know that they ever gave it that much thought. They just decided that.
But it wasn't.
They went
like
to a room that was like cute,
like a child's
bedroom. Was cute and pretty, and
it was. But no, it wasn't. It wasn't little girl pink. It was like dark, hot pink.
Well, what those people thought was like, oh, this is, you know, it's not a room that's been soiled by zombie guts, and nobody's died in it maybe already, and it's, for whatever reason they latched onto, this is the place we're going to do it. Maybe they're just because that was the room that had two beds in it. And everybody, they were going to lay down and kill the people, you know, whoever it was that shot everybody and then blew their own head off.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I just kept wanting him to get back to the Rick thing with the zombie grenade, which is what people online called it. When Rick killed the guy in the bathroom and then just left him there. He put a zombie bomb in the house.
I was about to say, I wasn't even sure they had intended for that to be Rick killing the guy until I heard the commotion inside. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was wondering if that's where they're going to go with it. And it's...
Because you had the other one that, like, one of his friends had put him down with, like, a sleeper hold. But
yeah,
you knew
he was still breathing.
Yeah, you saw him still breathing, but they never showed that with the other guy, and I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
Because I just assume Rick did... choked him unconscious initially.
No, I guess I came out of that thinking Rick killed him, and I was like, oh, when's he gonna get up?
Mm-hmm.
Because
didn't Rick like crack open the door too?
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true. That's the point where I was kind of like, okay, he's given the thing away to get out.
I can't believe I missed that.
He did. He cracked the door.
Zombie bomb.
Yep. And this is something that you can keep in mind going down the road.
Would that be
too.
A bomby?
Sure.
Okay.
Something you can keep in mind going down the road, too, is now we've learned enough about this to kind of surmise it ourselves, but Kirkman has even stated it. Because we've seen zombies come back in, you know, very quickly after being dead, after the person dies, and we've seen them coming back much, you know, a good deal of time later. you know what the guiding principle is?
No.
What it looks like?
Mm-mm.
The more, quote, full of life the character was, the more, if they were struggling, if they were in a fight, if there was adrenaline pumping, if they were really active, they come back faster.
Oh.
Andrea's sister, Amy, gets, like, she's going to take a pee or go back to their RV or something, and she walks around a corner, a zombie bites her, out she goes. She wasn't doing anything crazy. Shane was in a fight for his life, came back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Amy took, like, all night. She didn't come back till the next morning. And so that guy went out fighting for his life.
Mm-hmm. Came back right away.
Came back, you know,
within
10 minutes later,
yeah.
5 minutes later. So if you're going to kill somebody in a deathlock struggle,
get the hell out of
there as quickly as possible. If you're going to just kill them in their sleep, maybe Carol is, you can kill them tonight and then I'll go get a good night's sleep and then I'll drag them out and burn them the next day. Mm-hmm. Got plenty of time.
Jeez. Good planning.
And then the last episode, Daryl and Beth. Of course, internet hatred for Beth.
It was an adorable episode. Although we find out Daryl's a mean drunk, which explains some of his attitude towards alcohol in the prior episode with the medic who had an issue with alcohol.
That's true. I didn't think about that. He got all up on Bob's face,
mm-hmm.
and then he went here. He got a little booze in him, and he turned into kind of an a-hole. And I imagine Merle probably was a mean drunk too. And their dad, I know, was because he beat Daryl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got scars on his back. Yeah. So we learned that Daryl was like just a no account, druggy, thieving bum.
Mm-hmm.
He was nothing.
Redneck.
Yep. And Beth wanted a drink. That was the thing people screamed about the writing too. Was like, really, you're going to go looking for alcohol? You want a drink right in the middle of the zombie apocalypse? That's what you're going to.
I thought the writing for her was a little off.
I had no problem with that as a concept because I was kind of
I just mean the dialogue.
The dialogue was a little rough early. I liked the end.
Yeah.
When those two are really going at each other.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I thought she really nailed the scene. I thought he was really good. The thing that really got me was her lines, "You're going to be the last one standing. You're going to miss me when I'm gone." Because she thinks she's not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's people like, in her mind, it's people like Daryl that are going to survive this thing. My prediction, one of them dies before the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yep. She's going to be dead on right, and she's going to be gone, and he's going to perhaps have the chance to save her and not be able to, and he's going to break down over that,
mm-hmm.
or have a real, real emotional moment, and she's going to be right, or they're going to flip it, and they're going to kill Daryl.
Yeah.
And I mean, either or.
Which I would kind of like them to kill a character that you think right now is unkillable.
Because
I'd like them. We're halfway through the run of this show, right?
TV
shows don't make it. Even good ones usually don't make it past 7 or 8 seasons.
Yeah, no, not.
We could be halfway through the run of this show.
Or even more
kill
than
off
halfway.
Kill off an unkillable character.
Yeah.
Make a statement. You know, I'd be
okay. Nobody's safe.
I'd be okay with that.
Except maybe Rick for a while.
Yeah. I'd be okay. If they killed off Rick, Michonne, Carl, or Daryl, I'd be good with that at this point in the show. Yeah. Make us all go, holy crap.
No, I'm I'm with peace, or at peace with whoever they decide to kill at this point.
Yeah.
But they're probably killing someone big at the end of this season.
My brain keeps going toward Daryl that they're going to flip it, that she's going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe be responsible indirectly for whatever situation that he ends up in. Like, he kind of tries to save her or something and ends up getting bit in the process, or who knows.
And then she can just lay in bed and wait to die, like, you know.
Or she
can, catatonic like she was
or she
back
can,
at the farmhouse.
Right, she can cut herself and try to get attention.
There you go.
As Daryl's put it, when he really went ripped into her, I was like, whoa. Yeah. So, I think they're going to off somebody.
Agreed.
Okay.
One of those two. That's my guess. Now that I said that, of course, it'll end up being Sasha. Nobody will care. Or Rosita. Or maybe Bob.
Or Judith.
That would be that. I mean, when the day they kill Judith is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Just to kill off a baby. That's, whew. That's a little, I mean, that's just not something that happens on TV shows. depending, you know, and it's all a question of how they do it.
Yeah.
So, because right now that baby's just a big zombie beacon.
Yeah. Yeah, over here.
Hey.
Fresh brains.
Come kill us.
I can't remember where, but somewhere I was reading online refers to Judith as Zombie Whistle Grimes.
Zombie Whistle. That's not terribly off the mark. Any thoughts on what's coming up? Things you'd like to see?
No, we're wildly over time, so I don't have any thoughts.
Do you want Abraham or Eugene to, or even Rosita, any of the new characters you want to see lots about them, or just maybe save that for down the road?
Yeah, well let's go back to it later and talk about it again.
Okay. Not wildly over time. We were wildly over time last week. Anyway.
Okay, we're mildly over time.
Okay, there we go.
Does that about do it?
I think so.
Josh, thank you again.
Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming by.
I enjoyed it.
Good. It was a pleasurable experience.
Oh, no.
Mike, where can they find us?
Nerdburgershow.com, at Nerdburgershow on the Twitters and the Facebook, and email us nerdburgershow@gmail.com.
On the next episode of Nerdburger, Mike sets his new bacon alarm on his phone. It goes off. Mike drools into the mixer, shorts it out, and we don't make it to our one-year anniversary episode.
Aww.
Yeah, get that, one-year anniversary.
Oh, no.
Woohoo!